From NPR News, it's day to day. A lot of people are flying over the next few days, and many of them want to bring a special dish for Thanksgiving with them. But the Transportation Security Administration has those restrictions on liquids, nothing more than 3 ounces allowed in carry-on luggage. So does that mean you have to leave the pumpkin pie behind? Earl Morris is the General Manager of Operations for the TSA, and he joins me now. Welcome.
Well, to answer your question with regard to whether or not you leave the pumpkin pie at home, we're saying that you can take it, but you better put it in a sealed container, tape it up and make sure it's shut, and then you can put it inside your check baggage and then hope it doesn't open up and destroy anything that's inside of there. But as far as taking it through our checkpoints, no, you cannot, because it would be considered a gel or liquid.
Well, I guess that's the rub, right, is putting stuff in the checked luggage. That's the problem.
Well, again, people have that option. Frankly, we discourage carrying of food, but if they do want to carry any kind of food products, the only option they really do have, unless it is something that is a solid, would be to put it inside their checked baggage.
What about a semi-solid, say, Jell-O mold?
Well, again, that would be considered solid enough for us. I guess our line is basically if you can pour it, pump it, squeeze it, spread it, smear it, spray it, or spill it, then it is a liquid gel or aerosol. So in that case, even a Jell-O mold, a hard set, whatever it might be, that would not pass.
I'm going to just ask you this one question. I know I'm pushing it, but what about this?
It's a shocking pink color. It's a cranberry relish, and it consists of onion, sour cream, sugar, and horseradish, plus the raw cranberries.
NPR listeners in general might recognize that's our own Susan Stamberg's cranberry relish, and it may be a gastronomic threat, but surely not a threat to civil aviation.
Nonetheless, because our screeners at the checkpoints don't have the ability to test that particular concoction that you've just given to me, we would not allow that to go through. It would be considered a liquid gel type of a product. When you start putting the sour cream and all the other things that are in there, it's got a liquid consistency and would be prohibited from going through.
A certain viscosity.
Yeah. Again, what's important to note is that we're not opposed to people having or taking these types of things to their home. We just cannot allow it in our airplanes in the area where the passengers are. So, you know, again, we say you can take what you want if you can get it inside your check bag and make sure that it's sealed properly. But again, if it meets any of that criteria that I gave you earlier, then it would be excluded.
So what are you going to do with all this? I assume there's going to be piles of confiscated food. What are you going to do with it? Go in the back room and eat it?
No. Anything that is surrendered at the checkpoint, certainly there will be trash bins that are there that people can just leave behind whatever it is that they aren't going to put in their checked baggage. We would encourage people, of course, to go ahead and put it in their checked baggage if they would like to do so. But if they show up at the checkpoint, they're trying to go through and they don't have any other alternative, then it goes in the trash can and will be thrown away and disposed of generally by the airport.
Earl Morris is the General Manager of Operations for the Transportation Security Administration. Thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.